Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome. In this podcast episode, we're going to be talking about how your podcast can become a business. If you're a struggling leader or a podcaster who has a platform that's struggling to have a business from your platform, this is the video and the content for you, because we're diving deep on how your podcast can become a business. Most importantly, why it matters that your podcast becomes a business. And I'm going to be sharing three different tips, three different lessons that I've learned while being on my journey. And if you stay to the end, you're going to get the bonus tip on the most important lesson that I've learned while launching a podcast business. So far, I've been podcasting for the last half a decade. And in the last half a decade, I've learned so many different lessons, so many different skills, so much information. In addition to that, I recognize that it's not just about podcasting. Podcasting is great. This, you're on a podcast. This right here is a podcast. Nonetheless, podcasting alone is not a business, right? Okay. I know. What I mean by that is that it's not just about podcasting. It's not just about creating content. It's not just about talking and having conversation with other people. What I learned within the last half a decade is that I had to learn how to make it a business. I had to learn what to offer. I had to learn how much to charge. I had to learn how to follow up with people. I'm still learning that to this day. In addition to that, that's why I want to explain the importance behind making your podcast a business. And so if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Let me go ahead and bring my notebook out, because your podcast can become a business. And if you're struggling to make it a podcast, this video will help you to make it a podcast business. And so we're going to get it started. Let me pull it up. Let me pull out my notes. There we go. All right, so let me go ahead and do this right quick. Yeah, okay, there we go. So let me come back. Okay. All righty, so let me go ahead and show my screen. Most importantly, your podcast can be a business. Okay. So over the years, wondering how a podcast can become a business, there's so many different challenges that comes along starting a business. Not just a business, but a podcast business. And what I didn't recognize was that I was going through the challenges. I was going through the fire. I was gaining the lessons. And at the same time, I was learning how to build, start a podcast business. But it's the level of understanding that comes from trial and error. If you're doing something wrong for the third time, why keep doing that same thing incorrect for the fourth time? Give you a prime example. I received In Florida, you got a lot of tolls that you have to drive through. And I'm thinking that my device is set up to where like it can just charge my account. For some reason, it said that it's not, or it's not connected, whatever the case is. And so I received, this is like my second collection notice. I'm not going to show it, but it's a second collection notice. And I'm wondering, how in the world am I steady getting these collections? And I call the people. I'm like, hey, like, I understand how I keep getting charged for this. Like, I have an account where y'all can charge it, but why I keep getting charged for this? So they say maybe it's in the wrong position. Maybe you don't have enough in your account. Maybe there's countless amounts of reasons. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'm the one that's going on an expressway and I don't recognize it's an expressway. Maybe I need to start paying attention to the road. Maybe I need to start paying attention to the signs. If I do that, I will be able to learn. Notice I'm saying, if I take accountability, I will be able to learn. When I was in the Marine Corps, they used to say, when the Marine Corps boot camp, when you go to boot camp training, all the pronouns is taken away. So it's no longer you. Well, it's no longer I, you, me. It's this recruit. This recruit got to ask for permission. This recruit got to go outside. This recruit asks to raise his hand. Whatever the case is. So when I recognize that it's not just me doing something wrong, I had to take accountability of me doing the wrong. So I called the express company and I asked them questions. And they was like, well, we just handled the payment on this side. What you're complaining about, you're calling the wrong number. And I said, you know what? Okay, let me go ahead and pay it. I paid it. When I paid it, it was like, okay, now I need to start paying attention to what I'm doing, where I'm going, okay? Make sure there's money into my account so when I go the wrong or go an expressway, I can be charged, my account can be charged. In addition to that, be okay with pivoting. Like when you have a podcast and you've been creating, producing, having conversations and really been growing, really been developing, it's not the fact what you're doing is wrong. Moreover, it's how can you pivot to keep doing the same thing and make money from it. The pivot helps you shift what you're thinking about. The pivot helps you evolve more. So I want to go ahead and write this down. So a podcast business is more than a podcast, right? You got stand, microphone. You have person, and they got that microphone over here too. Got it. So it is more than a conversation. More a conversation. It is more than a conversation. It is more than education. It is more than entertainment. Why is that important? Because if I don't understand that me just having a conversation with someone is not a podcast business, it's just a podcast. If I don't understand the context behind, understand the education behind the conversation that we're having, is not just a platform. It's not just more than education is more than just a conversation. If I don't recognize that what we are speaking about is not educational, or is more than conversational, and it's not just entertainment, where does the business come from? Well, that's what I've been discovering over the last year and a half, 2 years. Because it was so confusing. Like, how can I be able to build this talent, build this skill, build this development up, and not be able to make anything from it? I'm thinking I'm going to get ads or get paid from YouTube. I think I'm going to get paid for social media. I think I'm going to get paid from these different platforms so I continue to post. Not that posting is wrong. No. Posting is not wrong. You have to post about your business so your business can be more known. But if you're not posting about your business, if you're not talking about your business, how would people learn about your business? And so I'm like, okay, so what do you talk about? What do you post? Why are you posting this particular information? You post information related to your business. And it was so confusing to me. And so I'm like, okay, let me just post random topics. At first, I didn't know what I was posting or why I was posting it. I just knew I just wanted to post and be consistent. Okay, well, the consistency wasn't the problem. As I continued to be consistent, nothing came from that. Oh, just because, okay, here go the notes. Just because it's more than a conversation, it's more than education, it's more than entertainment, what actually is a podcast business? And over the years, I've been learning what a podcast business consists of, and a podcast business consists of sales. Sales is like a conversation. You're communicating with your customers. You're communicating with the people that you would like to sell to. You're communicating with people who can potentially buy your services. Okay. Sales is a conversation. You have to have a conversation with somebody so that somebody can learn about your podcast business. And I'm like, okay. Now it's starting to make sense. Okay, since it's more than education, sales, this is a form of marketing. Marketing. And this, we're going to bring this up. We're going to come right here. Sales is a conversation. Marketing is education. Marketing is education. You have to educate the people or the audience about your business, about your service. I had went to, what was it called? It was called Bubble something here down in Florida. And I was asking about the base. I was asking about what goes into the drink. And I was like, well, can I see a sample of it? They said, well, we don't have samples. They pulled out the powder. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, I got to visually see, because normally my wife get the drink. And normally my wife get the drink from the place. In addition to that, I'm asking to see an example. Not only did they not have an example, but they was like, you know what? If you go on our Instagram, our Instagram will show you some of the drinks that we have and how we make them. And so I'm like, huh? I look up at the screen. The screen was like, the video was playing, was like on a loop, so I can watch it again. And as I could, and as I'm watching it, I was like, yeah, I want that base. I just want a liquid base. But the education in the social media from the business, from the organization, I was able to refer back to it so I can order something. So if you're not marketing anything, you're not educating your customers. I had to recognize that just because I was in this business, I didn't know the name of the drink. I didn't know what goes into the drink. But when you have a platform, when you have a podcast, you're educating your audience so your audience can learn more about what you offer and how you can help them. That was a mind changer. That was like a game changer, because it's like, oh, my perspective has shifted. The way I look at podcasting as a business has shifted. The way I'm approaching the podcast business has shifted. The reason why that's so important. Hold on. The reason why that's so important is because I had to understand that it's not just about a conversation. It's not just about education, nor is it just about entertainment. It's about providing value for the people who like the value. And when they like the value, they can start buying from your podcast business. And so I was like, oh, okay, it's different. So sales is a form of, sales is conversation. You have to communicate with people. Okay? Education is like marketing. Marketing is when you use these platforms, podcasts, and social media, YouTube, whatever social media platform you have, in-person communication. You're informing, you're educating your customers or the people that's around you about your business. And the last thing is more than entertainment. Okay, here go a big word. Profits. Here go the profit. There we go. So you got sales, marketing, and profit. And profit, it's more than entertainment. Like, there's a platform that's called BET, Black Entertainment. Hold on, what does the T stand for? I never looked that up. Black Entertainment something. I don't know what the T stand for. I think it's entertainment, Black Entertainment. Hold on. BET stand for. No, that's the wrong one. BET stand for. No, hold on. Okay, here we go. Black Entertainment Television. That's crazy. That was so simple, but I did not know. Hold on. Okay, so I just looked it up. So BET stands for Black Entertainment Television. And it's not just about the entertainment part. It's about really having awareness on different artists, different shows, different movies. But the entertainment part is the creation behind it. But if you understand the creation behind your creative or the show, the music, or the business, understanding the business side of the entertainment is the struggle. I'll give you a prime example. The news station is a business. The news station might appear like they are entertaining us about the news, about the information that's going on, about what's going on around us. But the news station is more than entertainment. Their profit comes from people who's watching their platform. If people are not watching their platform, eventually, right? It's a level of understanding that has to go into that. So it's not just about the people that's watching. They got advertisers. They got sponsorship. They got people that's there in their business. As a matter of fact, I'm about to actually see how does the news make money? How does the news make money? I'm doing like a basic Google search, and it say through a combination of sources, primarily advertisements, subscriptions, and public-private funding. So in other words, they have different ways where they bring in money. So advertising is when a company, a business, a local business, or a big corporation, they pay to promote their product or services on the news. And so the news would shout out to the, will make an advertisement or ad to the business, and then business that's getting attention to it will pay them. That's one way. Subscriptions. So you have monthly subscriptions, yearly subscriptions. And what a subscription is one person paying a certain amount every single month, and they can have access to the news, to articles, to journals, and more information. And then they have the public-private funding. This can be as far as like non-profit. This can be like the government. Not non-profit, but it can be the government. And in addition to that, the news station can get money from different places, which is advertisers, subscriptions, and public-private funding. And the reason I'm sharing that is because, hold on, let me come back to the screen. Reason I'm sharing that is because if the news only focused on delivering the news and not the business side of it, the profit would be slim because they only are focused on the content. I had to recognize that by me being in a podcast business, I just couldn't only focus on the podcast. I had to focus on the business side of the entertainment and learning how to make profit from it. How can I make profit from the Failures Knowledge podcast? So here's what I developed. I was like, wait, There's a lot of businesses, there's a lot of leaders that struggle with spotlighting their story. So what if I have an offer to spotlight leaders to build culture? And what if I sell that? Not just as a podcast conversation, but what if I add additional things that people can receive? And so now that I have something to offer, things are starting to shift, right? It's not just about a podcast. No, the business side of podcasting is learning how to turn the podcast into a business by having something to offer. Developing something to offer is so challenging because you don't know what to offer. I didn't know what to offer. At the same time, what are you offering and why is it important? My marketing professor, she said, you're selling your platform. And then I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why am I selling the platform? Like, I don't get it. She was like, you're selling your audience. You have to sell your audience. So that when people come on, they're not just coming on to a podcast that has nothing. However, they're coming on to a platform that can give them visibility, that can get them more customers, that can get them more attention. And I said, oh. Over time, I said, oh, I think I understand. It's not just about podcasting. It's not just about entertainment. What is the business side of it, and how can I potentially make money from it? What I recognize today, in fact, because I gave a speaking engagement. I went to a high school and gave a speaking engagement. And as I was speaking, I was communicating, I was discovering what I was offering. And even though it was a short time I was there, I was learning how to be a presenter, a better presenter. Because in order for me to get more people interested in what I'm speaking about, I have to speak their language. So podcast is more than just a podcast. Your podcast can become a business when you understand that you're offering something, that you're selling something, and that you can make money from your podcast business. I'm still in the process of developing the podcast business, but I just wanted to come on and really inform what I just discovered, why I discovered it, and why is it important. It's not that it's, you know, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging no matter what. In addition to that, being okay with learning about sales, learning about marketing, learning how to make money from your podcast makes a difference. While I was at the school presenting, there was a kid that came up to me. He was a young man. He was good in photography. Like he showed me his page. I was like, wow, this is really good. He showed me his page. I said, wow, this is really good. He said, yeah, if you ever need a cameraman or need somebody to do your content, just let me know. I was like, all right, cool. He was like, I charge $440. He said, I saw a lot of people and they was charging more, but I wanted to charge $440, so it might be a lot, but, and I informed him. I said, listen, I said, I just looked at your page and your page is really good. Never feel bad about the price that you're charging because the value is there. If the people don't understand your value, do not work with them. And that was a lesson that I had to really learn because I'm like, okay, so how do you go about making money from it? My biggest thing when I was speaking to customers early on, or speaking to not necessarily customers, but people who had interest in being on a podcast or getting more exposure during that time, was that I didn't know what to charge. Excuse me. So when I set a price, I'm like, well, this is going to be, let's just say, $297. And some would say this is good. Some would say this is not good. Some would say too much. Okay, I'm like, cool. Next time I'm speaking with a customer, I say $497. Next time after that, I say $997. I'm just increasing the prices just to get a response, to be honest. I'm learning how to say the price. I'm learning how to offer the price. I'm learning how to deliver the offer. And so I had one person pay the $297. But then as I go and communicate with other customers, other people, I'm like, okay, cool. It's going to be $497. And then they be like, not right now. Then they be like, cool. I tell them it'd be $997. They'd be like, Send me the details. And at the time, I'm like, what details am I sending? You don't know what you don't know, but when you learn what you don't know, things start to shift. It wasn't the fact I was just selling my podcast. It was more so I was giving the people an opportunity to share their story. Your story has to be heard from new and existing people. Why? Because if your story is out there often, people will want to work with you. And I just had a great thought process that came across my mind. The more I share myself, the more I share my story, the more I share my business and what I'm doing, why I got into it, I will potentially have a big podcast business. Huh. It's not just about the podcast. It's really getting in front of people, expressing what you're doing, communicating what you're doing, and having something to offer. Early on, during my first 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, I was learning what to offer. It's not just about a podcast. I was learning what to present. It's not just about a conversation. I was learning the language behind business. When people say, yes, I want to get on a podcast, getting the yes to get on a podcast isn't the challenge. Where the challenge comes from is getting people to pay to come onto the podcast. And then now you got different challenges. There's a thing called objections. I'm in class for sales, and we're actually going over this now, and I didn't recognize it was called that. But we're going over it. And then now they say, well, if you're charging $4.97 or $9.97 to get on your podcast, there's another podcast over here that's charging nothing. So why would I come onto your platform if they are charging me nothing? And I'm like, great question. I got to get back with you on that because I have no idea. At this time, I'm not sure. So I will get back with you. And he said that the library has like different podcast settings that you can go, different podcast places, and you can go and record a podcast. And they essentially do the same thing that you do. So why would I need to pay if I can just go there? I went to the library. And I went to the different podcast studios, podcast locations that the library has, which is pretty nice. They are pretty nice. However, they just have the studio. But if you don't know and have the skill to podcast, you just in a room with cameras and a microphone and lights. They have lights too. There's a stat that says 90% of podcasters stop podcasting after episode 3. Why is that? Because after episode 3, now you have to be more consistent behind it. To be in the 10%, you usually have to produce 20 episodes. But people don't make it past 3 and 20 because it's hard to record yourself. It's hard to have a conversation. It's hard to be consistent. Nonetheless, that doesn't mean it's not possible. That doesn't mean that you can't do it. That doesn't mean that you cannot become better. What happens a lot of times is that people want the easy way out. What I discovered, what I learned over the half a decade, is that what you're offering is not valuable to the other person that you're speaking with, they won't do it. They won't do it. What I didn't recognize is that just because they won't do it, other people will, but it's finding the other people that will that makes a difference. And when he told me his price, he said his price was like $440. I said, bro, don't feel bad about the price that you're charging. There's a book called Sell to the Affluent. Sell to the affluent are people who are rich. And I'm listening to the book. I'm like, it's a mindset shift. The book is incredible. But if you don't know what you're selling will make a difference because the language is off. That's when I understood the podcast business that I'm building. I have to understand my audience. I have to understand the language. And I have to understand what I'm selling. Go back to the notes earlier. I have to know what... that's not the notes right there. Hold on. Go back to the notes earlier. I have to understand what I'm selling. So sales is a conversation. How many conversations do I need to have in order to make profit from it. Okay, well, how many? Why are the conversations important? Why are they needed? Well, if you're not communicating with people to inform them about what you do, you won't have a podcast business. In addition to that, the marketing is more than just education. You're not just educating people about your business, about what you do and how you're going about doing it. You're helping them see the value that you bring to the table by educating them on a consistent basis. And when you and as you're having conversations and you're educating your people that you're speaking with, you have to have something to offer. Because it's more than just entertainment. Entertainment is fun. Entertainment is good. But it doesn't bring money unless you are able to identify what you're offering. You have to have something to offer for people to buy. I'm learning that now, that I have to have something for people to buy. Because if I have nothing for people to buy, people won't buy nothing. So how can I be different? How can I change? How can I have a podcast business? Well, those the three things is that first I have to understand sales. Okay, the more conversations I have, the more I can potentially make. So I need to have more conversations. Next thing, the more marketing I do, the more education I'm putting online on podcasting and really coming across people that I'm talking about and educating them about podcast business, have to do it at a consistent basis, on a daily basis, day in and day out, because people only matters. People only stick with those who are very consistent. Last thing is that I have to have something to offer. So if you're struggling as a leader to build culture through your podcast, and shoot us a message, shoot us an email, because your story matters. When you have when your company can hear your story, you start to make a difference. But to make a difference, you got to make a connection. Shoot me an email. I'd love to learn more about your story and your business. So lastly, I want to say this. You can grow a podcast business, but you have to give yourself time for it to develop, for it to grow, for it to nurture, be established. Because you have to really take time in discovering the importance behind your platform, the importance behind your podcast, the importance that you're making for others to come onto it. It's not just about a conversation. You're doing more than that. And I had to recognize I was doing more than that. When I started to understand I was doing more than conversating, I had to recognize that I needed to sell more, which is speak to more people. I needed to market, which is educate people. And then I needed to have something to offer so I can make profit from it. So that's what I want to talk about. Your podcast can be a business if you learn how to do it in a way where people see the value, people are getting educated, and you have something to offer. If you enjoyed this, let me know your biggest takeaway in the comments on if you have a podcast business and what challenge are you facing when it comes to growing your podcast business. Let me know in the comments. Love to read, love to engage with it. Until next time, I'll see y'all then.